We're so glad you're joining us for another day full of inspiration with the Christian Science Daily Lift. Finishing up our week is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Kimberly Crooks Koronek. She's from Maplewood, Minnesota.
There are certainly times that call for immediate action. And yet, this is also a time to recognize that right action depends on the thought behind it. And when thought is imbued with God's power and grace, it inspires, directs, and strengthens our speech and actions. To stand, first, is to be still. A passage in Psalms says, "Be still and know that I am God." Being still means to let go of anxiety, to remain calm and trustful in the presence and power of God. Self-will, self-love, self-doubt, and human outlining have no place here. In this stillness, silencing the material senses and the human drama, our eyes and ears open to see, hear, and receive God's angel messages. These are the moments where we catch glimpses of our true 100% spiritual nature as God's creation. In the chaos of today's news cycles, and in the welcome and unwelcome challenges of our lives, God gives us permission to be still and commune with Him. In one of her writings, Mary Baker Eddy said, "The best spiritual type of Christly method for uplifting human thought and imparting divine truth is stationary power, stillness, and strength. And when this spiritual ideal is made our own, it becomes the model for human action." When I used to go whitewater kayaking, I would always take some time in an upriver eddy. There, I would calm any fear, silence any bravado, and feel God's love. Then, when ready, I would head out and catch the currents. That practice became a guide for other moments of life that felt anxious or demanding. Standing on holy ground, taking time to be still and to know God, brings peace, balance, and calm to our day. To stand is not inaction. It is the highest action, the poised readiness of thought, yielding to God. So, don't just do something, stand.
Thanks for joining us this week. For more inspiring ideas from the First Church of Christ Scientists, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.